The system is broken beyond the ability of smaller reforms to fix it. We need to simply ban it at this point.
New York's public advocate Bill de Blasio, a mayoral candidate in this year's election, on the steps of City Hall today, speaking out about government corruption.
The arrest yesterday of Senator Smith and Councilmember Halloran, I think, was another deeply troubling, even disgusting moment in the history of New York government. It has angered so many people, but I can't say that it shocked people. This unfortunately has become an epidemic in recent years. It's a story we've heard too many times. Politicians misusing public funds for their own good. The taxpayers provide the money, and individual politicians subvert that money for their own personal or political purposes. Now, this story keeps being repeated with greater frequency in New York City and New York State. And it is a story that corrodes public trust in government more each time. And I can tell you, the public is so skeptical at this point of those of us who work in government. This kind of development rushes forward that sense and deepens that sense that their money is being misused and deepens that anger. The attempts at reform have been insufficient. They, although well-meaning, have not achieved the goals because this problem is growing, not subsiding. It's time to end the system of member items, of discretionary funds used by individual politicians. It's time to end the system of member items once and for all.
In total, six were arrested yesterday by the Federal Bureau of Investigations. Democratic Senator Malcolm Smith is charged with bribing Republican officials in an attempt to get on the GOP mayoral ballot as a Republican. During an investigation into the plot, an undercover FBI agent posed as a wealthy real estate developer and attended meetings with Smith, who Smith agreed to help get funding for a development project in exchange for cash, which Smith would use to bribe Republican officials to get on the ballot. Queens Republican City Council member Dan Holleran was arrested for conspiring with Smith, and four other political figures were arrested for bribery: Bronx County Republican Party Chair Savino, Queens County Republican Party Vice Chair Tabone, Spring Valley Mayor Jasmine, and Deputy Mayor Desmarat. De Blasio said the problem with member funds has continued to grow over the years despite minor changes, but the problems persist, and if City Council member Dan Halloran gets convicted this year, it will be the fourth City Council member to be convicted in the last 4 years, who have used taxpayer money to divert it for personal gain. De Blasio said personal gain by politicians is not the only problem.
I'm saying right here at the City Council, I'm saying this should be a ban immediately. There are other good ways to make sure that worthy organizations get funding. One of the most promising has been participatory budgeting, which we've actually seen in some districts around the city, and we've seen in other parts of the country. It is an open, objective process where community members participate, vote. It's not about an individual elected official with their pet projects. Again, until the reforms I proposed in 2010, the individual council members made the decision and no one even knew about them until the budget was printed. We've had a little more transparency, but it's still based on individual whim. And the amount of money you get is based on relationship with the speaker, as Councilmember Vallone and Councilmember Crowley have made so clear in the last week. So the whole thing is so broken that I would advise we go to a more objective process, either a merit-based process, need-based process on the one hand, or a participatory budgeting process, which has been proven to work.
De Blasio joins State Senator Daniel Squadron, who's running for the public advocate seat in this year's elections, to call for State Senator Smith's resignation. Following the public advocate's press conference, good government groups like Common Cause New York joined the Fair Elections for New York coalition and spoke out about the arrests. Susan Lerner is the executive director for Common Cause New York and said the scandal arrest yesterday show how much we need to change the pay-to-play culture of New York politics. Jesse Lehman is the downstate campaign manager for Citizens Actions of New York, says there's a plan for reform.
We have a bill in the state assembly. We have the support of a majority of the members of the state senate, and we have the strong support of Governor Cuomo, who is pushing for a comprehensive package of campaign finance reform based on a small donor matching fund with lower limits for contributions and real enforcement of the laws. That's what will end the pay-to-play culture in Albany. That's what can end the culture of corruption in Albany. And this spring, the legislature needs to take it up, and they need to pass those bills, pass fair elections, and fix the culture of corruption.
There's a rally tonight at SEIU 1199 where the coalition will come together and push for reform. For WBAI's Evening News, I'm Rebecca Miles reporting.